This week, the Royal Commission into Violence, Abuse, Neglect and Exploitation of People with Disability released another issues paper looking for information about disabled Australians' personal experiences with finding employment. According to figures from the Australian Bureau of Statistics Survey of Disability, Ageing and Carers, only 53.4% of employees with disability are working in the labour force, despite the unemployment rate languishing at 10.3% compared to employees who don't identify themselves as being disabled. Elle Gibbs is the Manager of Media and Communications at People with Disability Australia. She spoke with The Wire's Jared McLaughlin and gives her view on this latest issues paper while touching on some of the barriers she's experienced while looking for a job.
I've had a great deal of barriers in finding employment. So my reasonable adjustments include working from home, making sure that I can work part-time and things like that. Sometimes employers have not particularly been flexible around working from home, and there's often not always the availability of part-time work. So I'm pleased that my current job is both part-time and working from home, but I think the pandemic has certainly shown the limitations of those kind of attitudes and how outdated they are. So for people who work in the kind of jobs that I do, working from home is not only possible, but it can often be a really great way for people with disability to get work.
Why do you think that employers are so hesitant and reluctant to employ people with disability?
There's a couple of things. I think one of them is overt discrimination. I think that for a lot of employers, they just don't think about us when it comes to employment. And we know that that is a fairly entrenched attitudes to people with disability out there in the community. So it's not really a surprise that they exist in employers as well. And what we've seen is that employment statistics just aren't shifting. So for many of us, it is incredibly difficult to get a job and to get a foot in the door. So I think that it is time, and certainly something that we've called for in this year's pre-budget submission, was for a national advertising campaign that really aimed at dealing with those kind of barriers of employer attitude. So trying to actually say to employers that these attitudes that you've got towards us are really out of date and time to change.
And what do you think about the Disability Royal Commission focusing its attention to this problem in getting people who are disabled into work?
Oh, I think it's great. As they've rightly named in their issues paper, there are a number of areas that are particularly of concern. So there is an intersectional aspect to disability employment discrimination, where Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people with disability are far more discriminated against than other people with disability, and that is incredibly important to look at. They also talk about Australian Disability Enterprises, what was formerly known, or probably could be known now, as sheltered workshops. So there are 20,000 people with disability who work in sheltered workshops in Australia today, and they are often paid just a few dollars an hour. With the introduction of the NDIS, there are potentially more people going into ADEs. We don't think that sheltered workshops are an equitable form of employment, and we think that all people with disability who want to have a job should be offered the support that they need to be able to work in what's called open employment, or just where everybody else works. So we think that ADEs need to be phased out, and as part of our pre-budget submission, we were calling for some significant funding to make sure that people with disability who work in ADEs can actually transition to jobs where they can start to come out of poverty and just use the skills that they are doing in the work that they are currently doing and being paid properly.
Do you see this issues paper as a detriment to change how employees go about valuing and respecting their employees who do have a disability?
No, I don't. I think it's really important for all employers to be aware of the kinds of issues that we face when we're seeking employment. Part of the issues paper is that it looks in detail at the kinds of discrimination that we face. The Human Rights Commission often says that people with disability face some of the worst discrimination, and particularly in employment, you know, by their calculations in terms of complaints. And it is important for employers to understand that. We have a right to the same kinds of access to employment as non-disabled people. And I think that, you know, as we move into 2020, if anything has come out of COVID-19, we can take any positives out of the pandemic. It has shown how quickly we can change and how quickly we can move to make things flexible and to adapt to changing circumstances. So I hope that employers are going to bring that same ethos into looking at making sure that their workplace is as accessible as possible and that they encourage and support people with disability to come and work for them.
Elle Gibbs, Manager of Media and Communications at People with Disability Australia, speaking with The Wire's Jared McLaughlin.